Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back to the show. John and Lance along with Dell, and this is a big get. I know that he was on the Michael Kay show, so he's doing some sports shows, and Dr. Fauci has some strong opinions about what's going on sports-wise. Instead, we got Dr. Fauci on a mobile, but it's close enough. Dr. Fauci on a mobile joining us here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Dr. Fauci on a mobile.
Hello, it's very nice to be here.
Well, it's great to hear you. Yeah. You sound like you're a little scratchy. You think? Have you been tested lately?
I've been tested, and all clear.
All clear. All right.
And
well, good,
I've been
good,
a
good.
Little busy. Maybe you didn't hear. I've been a little busy. I don't sleep much.
No, I know. And you've been making your world tour. You've been making a lot of stops media wise. I think. I mean, you gained a lot of notoriety. Well. The president seemed to be behind you at first, but now, how's your relationship with the president now?
It's fine. It's fine. The president, we get along okay. He sometimes I tell him things that he is happy about, and sometimes I tell him things that he is less happy about. So he's been a lot less happy the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, he said in his speech that he told you to stop testing everybody, then there would be zero positive tests. So, I mean, that's a way to go about it, isn't it?
Well, from a mathematics standpoint, he's right. If you test 100,000 people, you will have positive tests. If you test 0,000 people, you will have zero positive tests.
Right.
So from a mathematics standpoint, our president is not incorrect in stating that. I don't know that it's wise-ish, but it is one way that we might do this.
Right, right. That's a way to go about it.
I like football. Do you like football?
I like football, Dr. Fauci. Thank you.
Here's my problem I have with the NFL. I'd like to see it come back. I think people are very excited about it coming back. I don't think it's going to come back the way people think. And the reason is, very simple. Audibles. There are too many audibles in the NFL. If you look at Omaha, for example, go ahead and say it out loud and you'll find out. The O is not the problem. It's the ha. Yeah. Omaha. 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 It's the ha. Is the expulsion of droplets. When you say the ha like that, that's where the coronavirus shoots out of people's faces and can get on the back of linemen and into the faces of nose tackles, especially if you're not in shotgun. The NFL is going to have to work exclusively out of the shotgun, not even the pistol. Pistol's typically 5 feet. It's not socially distanced. If you work from a shotgun, you're approximately, well, a shotgun's usually 4 to 5 yards. That's plenty. The pistol, a little too close. We've got to eliminate handoffs. Okay, everything is a pass. Everything is an off coverage. You cannot have press coverage in the NFL and be able to play. And there can be no audibling. We can't have, oh my, red 42. You hear that? 42, 42. You see, when I say the 4 and the 2, coronavirus comes out. 42. Like, hi. We can't say the ha. Huh. We can't push. You have to say, oh, like maybe a clap or a snap. Or someone, you know, stomps a foot really hard. Or just, you hear this? There's no coronavirus that comes out of a snap. Unless you have it on your hands. And then some coronavirus can shoot out. But it's the audibles, it's the press coverage, and it's working from under center where all of the problems are going to... And I think the splits, they need to talk to a Mike Leach, somebody who has been involved in weird college football stuff. Have you ever seen when Michael Leach has his tackle 7 to 8 feet from his guard, and then the guard is like 6 feet from the center? That's how football's got to be played. Weird, crazy stuff like that. And maybe also build some nets around the stadium and kick the ball, come shooting off the net like an arena football, but only open air where there's less possibility of coronavirus.
So do you think that maybe cornerbacks should be maybe 6 feet off of the wide receiver, and they should?
No, not good. We got to play off. Look, I know I'm doing the show. Where am I right now? Am I in Philadelphia?
No, this is Houston.
Oh, perfect. No, okay. So you're fine. Your secondary is fine. No one's close. No one tackles. Lots of catches. You just need to get down if you're the wide receiver, because no one's going to be within 5 to 6 feet of you. So Houston secondary socially distances, and that's good. They stay away. Whitney Merciless, very good. Much of the season, it's staying away from the quarterback. Socially distance, that's good. Your team, pretty good on certain areas of social distancing. Your quarterback, not as much.
No.
A lot of running into people.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that's a lot to do with the offensive line, but with the splits, the 6 foot splits, I think that the defenders probably won't be able to make their way all the way around that left tackle or right tackle, right? So,
well, that's not my problem.
No, it's Deshaun's problem, obviously.
Figure it out. Defensive coordinators get paid to run twists. What do you want me to do? I'm trying to run a hole. I'm trying to deal with what I'm dealing with. Did you not watch the news?
No, I watch you. I see you on the news all the time. I mean, it seems like you're doing a lot of that, a lot of interviews.
Watch this. Just hold on. Watch this. Blue 42. You hear that? This way I did that. You see the coronavirus shootout? 42.
Right. And how?
You got a nonverbal.
Yeah. And a lot of guys, I would imagine, are going to the bathroom, before the game. You get nerves or whatever, or... you sit and you got to sit. What do you think about the toilets at NFL stadiums?
You're going to have to listen. When you flush a public toilet, and in this case, players would all be using the same John. You got to, if you flush, a coronavirus shoots into the air, gets inside of your mouth and orifices. So what they're going to have to do is dig holes like a latrine, and just everyone gets their own hole. And you can go number one or number two in your own hole, and then cover it up with dirt, like maybe a muskrat would do, or something like a wolverine. Just cover your own tracks. And that way, no one can get the coronavirus from your own excrement, if you will. So, yeah, there's ways to do this. Digging of latrines. I think you got to go back into, that maybe everyone gets their own outhouse is another way that we could do this, outhouses. Really, just look back. Go all the way back to when there was tuberculosis. And treat the NFL, play games as if there were tuberculosis. James Harden, safe on defense. Not as safe on offense.
Right. No,
but on defense, he's not going to get it.
He's social distancing on defense, that's
for
sure.
He's playing safe. And
someone
wants to... Have you ever heard of David Carr?
Yes, I heard of David Carr.
Yeah.
Not safe.
He was ahead of the curve a long time ago. Gloves. Two gloves. Mm. While he played. Safety. Mm. Two gloves.
Right. Let me ask you this. Somebody's asking on Twitter if that hole in Bill O'Brien's chin is possibly an incubator for the coronavirus.
So the CDC has gone back and forth. It can live inside of the skin inside of a crevice. I would say that needs to be sanitized, yes. But I can't call it from here. I'm too busy.
You can't.
You might yell at me. I don't want to get yelled. I get yelled at all the time. Why would I want to get yelled at by someone else? I got a president. I got a wife. Would I want Bill O'Brien yelling at me? No, thanks.
No, nobody wants that. Let me ask you this. Dr. Bertinelli in Italy has said that this virus possibly is mutating and weakening. Do you agree with that assessment?
Bertinelli is a card-carrying fraud. I had my glow up, and this is the thing you have to understand. Fauci blew up on the scene, and I get my glow up, and everyone's like, oh, Fauci this, Fauci that. I got people making Fauci accounts. I got Fauci stands all over the place, understandably. I didn't ask for it, but it's happening. People are going to name their son Anthony. The daughter will be named Fauci. People stop me on the street like, I love you, Fauci. And then the next day they hate me because that's how it goes. This guy sees me on TV. I get free food, free drinks. He wants to be, he's like, oh, look at me. I'm Italian too. Maybe I'll come out there and give him some good news. And I'll steal all the shine from Fauci. No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Who is this guy? He has no credentials. He's a total fraud. They're calling him good news Fauci. I take offense. I'm just the science. I don't say it's good or bad. I just say it's what it is. And this guy's out here trying to run halfway circles around everyone, acting like, oh, look, the mutations are going great. Everything's going to be great. Oh, you know what's next? Oh, I got a virus, a vaccine I want to sell you. And all of a sudden, he's saying, yeah, some vaccines, you know, fell off the back of a truck. And all of a sudden, he's got vaccines off the back of a truck. You're getting shot up with Clorox or whatever. I don't need that on my hands. This guy's a total phony. You see the guy spit on him and say, oh, yeah, really? You think the strain is weakening? Oh, I'm going to take some of this.
Can't stand
that guy. Hope he drops into a canyon.
So you brought up Clorox. Did you told the president that Clorox, if you drink it, then you're going to be fine?
Yeah, no. That one wasn't mine. The ultraviolet lights wasn't mine. Mine was, here's what I'm responsible for. Social distancing, masks, washing your hands. I play the hits. He's over there with the Clorox, and maybe you put some ultraviolet lights in your body or something, and maybe we can microwave the country. I was like, President, you can't microwave a country. It's not possible. He told me something about, you ever seen easy bake ovens? Maybe we just pop some people in an easy bake with a real hot, like put them in a closet with a really hot light bulb. And I'm like, President, we've gone mostly to LEDs. It's not as hot anymore. He's like, stick their face right in front of a plasma TV. That gets really hot. Shoot the whole virus out of their body by pushing their face right up against the plasma TV. Like, you feel this? You feel how hot it is? At one point he told me I could stick my hand on a oven and it might be gone. I'm like, no, Mr. President, social distancing, shotguns, off coverage, large splits, no defense in basketball.
Yeah. So James Harden's got it right. James Harden is ahead of the curve.
On one side of the court. The other side's problematic.
Well, he does like to dribble, and then just shoot. Maybe he can get back to all that instead of that driving to the lane thing and force a contact.
I call that shelter in place. That's shelter in place when he dribbles out 20 of the 24 seconds. Sheltering in place.
Ask the doctor if you should sterilize razor blades before cutting the garlic. The answer is yes, always, right?
Yes, always. You can just pour a little bit of rubbing alcohol on it, and then the garlic is fine. You know, you never want contaminated garlic. You know what? I hate ginger. Ginger carries some coronavirus, possibly.
No, I mean, we're looking into that up. You're making that up because you don't enjoy ginger, but
we're looking into it. We don't know right now. It's fluid. I hate ginger.
Ask Dr. Fauci on a mobile what happened in Chicago that John can't talk about. You're not from Chicago. You don't know, so never mind.
I don't want to comment on that, okay?
Right.
I've been around long enough to know that don't start any, won't be any.
I think it's don't start none.
Did you ever see, golf is the safest sport of all.
I know that.
It's great.
That's what I've been,
out there, you golf, no one cares, nothing happens, you shoot the ball, you hit it. Kick it. run around and, you know, go around in your own golf car and everything. It's great. You put the ball washer in there, but the ball washers contain droplets. Mm-hmm. Do not wash your balls. There's no washing of the balls.
Okay.
During coronavirus.
Did you hear that? Dr. Fauci says don't wash the balls.
Don't wash your balls during coronavirus. Droplets in the ball washer.
Don't do it. You know, they said tennis was supposed to be the most safe sport. You're on one side of that, the other guy's on the other. And guess who contracted? Novak Djokovic. He's got the Roni.
Let me do an imitation of tennis for you, okay?
Wait, are you okay?
You see what that is? Droplets. Yeah. Getting all over the place. People yelling and screaming every time they hit the ball. If you're going to play tennis, you got to keep your mouth shut and quit talking so
Can't
much.
Do
quit
it.
Making so much noise. It's like that guy at the gym. He's sitting under there with 235s, 245s. And he's slamming. Every time he squats, he's got to make a big production. Shooting coronavirus all over the place every time. Why are we doing this? Put your mask on, social distance, and stop making a big deal when you lift 135 pounds. What's wrong with you?
All right. So, in conclusion, Bradley Roby safe. James Harden safe on one side.
Quiet. Intercounters, too. Keep the sexual intercounters very quiet.
Whoa.
No yelling. Maybe also position yourself away from the face, if you know what I mean.
All right. I gotcha.
Yep. There's different. Go look in the book. It will show you.
You're a dog expert. Okay. All right. I gotcha.
Westminster, here I come.
Yeah. No, I gotcha, Dr. Fauci on a mobile right here on ESPN 97.5. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for joining us. We know you're busy. I'm sure you got about 17 more interviews lined up today.
And Bert Nelly can go eat it. Just remember when I said that.
Whoa, I don't know him, but okay. That's Dr. Fauci on a mobile right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, thanks to Dr. Fauci on a mobile for coming in. Very informative. Very informative. I think maybe he's being a little cautious, you know, not being able to go under center.
Yeah, I had audibles. No idea about that. Everything, the splits for offensive linemen doesn't make any sense to me.
They're going to be way too wide, I think. It'll be tough to get around them, but I think in between them might be easier, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It never works in college football when people try to rush against the big splits. They get all excited, and it never works. I don't know. I guess the big splits, it's amazing how you can line up as wide as you want, and the defensive end is going to line up outside the tackle. Like, why?
Right.
Why are y'all doing that?
Right. For whatever reason, even with 6-foot splits, he would still line up outside.
Right.
Of course,
that's
he'll be
exactly
playing corner.
What happened.
If everybody's 6 feet apart, he'll be playing corner, too. So there's that. So thanks, Doc Fauci. He had some interesting – he's got an interesting voice, but he's also – there was a lot – some people said he sounded like the Crypt Keeper. Or a combination of the Crypt Keeper and Brad and Spring Branch.
To me, okay. Sound like more like Mike and Derry Ashford.
A little bit. So there is that. Yeah, he had that little New York accent too. I don't know why people thought that he knew why I left Chicago.
Yeah, he wouldn't know. He'd also keep his mouth shut.
No, and yeah, he's Italian. He's not going to say nothing. All right. Horrific news today. The Ryder Cup to be held in September at Whistling Straits will be postponed until 2021. No Ryder Cup this year. Which is, might as well cancel the Super Bowl too.
What are we going to have left? What's left? Horse racing's not going anywhere.
Well, horse racing went off. We didn't even, what is it? All the biz or in that
tis
biz?
Tis the whiz?
Is the biz or in the biz or something?
I just know I got there, and I know the payoff was like pennies.
Tis the law.
Tis the law.
Same thing.
Ass kicking. He annihilated the field.
Is it count if there's no fans in the stands and he wins the Triple Crown?
Yeah, I'm not putting an asterisk by it. Although, do you know that they didn't run the Belmont wasn't the same distance? They shortened it?
Oh, it wasn't a mile and a mile something?
Mile and a quarter is mile and an eighth, I believe.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, they shortened it. So that leads me to believe that he's got a better chance. And he also gets out quick out of the gate. We could be looking at a Triple Crown horse.
And John just gave us fake news about the Ryder Cup. Despite the report, the Ryder Cup an hour ago said, we're still doing it this year.
So, see, this is what I like about Dell. I can trust Dell on golf information more than John.
Well, this says Front Office Sports is the one reporting this.
Well, the Ryder Cup said, EAD, Front Office Sports, we are still having the Ryder Cup scheduled for September 25th. So,
who's Front Office Sports?
I don't know who they are. But they
got a check mark.
Well, they had a report, and the Ryder Cup within the last hour said, that's wrong. We're still having it September 25th.
Wow. Well, let's see. Let's see if they actually do.
I can't trust Front Office Sports anymore. Never heard of them, but I can't trust them anymore.
Well, okay. The Guardian was also in on it. They're saying the postponement is expected next week, but to this point, the Ryder Cup is saying we're still set for September 25th.
Did they say EAD for sure?
The Ryder Cup is very genteel, so they couldn't say it. I'm just translating.
No, I'm just asking. EAD was in the quote.
No, I am editorializing.
Oh, okay.
The Ryder Cup, an event spokesman told the Milwaukee radio station WTMJ, the 2020 Ryder Cup remains scheduled September 22nd through the 27th at Whistling Straits in Kohler, Wisconsin. The PGA of America continues to closely follow the guidance of federal, state, and local public health authorities. The safety and well-being of all is our highest priority. EAD, Front Row Sports.
Wow.
We'll see what happens.
There's a little pushback on Bertans. So Davis Bertans is sitting out, the Wizards forward. He's got a big deal coming due. It's a contract year, so he's going to sit out. He's got a couple of ACLs already. So he said, I'm not coming back for the end of this season. And when Adrian Wojnarowski tweeted that, Evan Fournier retweeted it and said, this is what's wrong with the NBA nowadays, man. Seriously, though, if you think it's okay to sit and watch your teammates play while you're perfectly healthy, it says a lot about you. Evan Fournier stepping up for what's right in the world. I'd love to – now there is a question. Okay, there is – that's a hell of a – are you risking your long-term health and financial security for a 1% chance of getting the opportunity to be smoked by the Milwaukee Bucks in the first round? That was a question, Evan Fournier. Why resume the season then? If every player does the same, would you say the same thing? No, well, other teams have better chances.
What? Okay.
Well, Evan Fournier is the ace. Aren't they the ace seed? So he is. He would be doing it because they're going to get smoked by the Bucks, the Magic, if they make the playoffs. So, yes.
Somebody asked Evan that.
And he would say, but yes,
I
would.
He's got a much better chance of being in the playoffs than the Wiz do.
Well, if the Wiz are within 3.5, I know they're like 5.5, so yeah, they would have to gain some ground. But Evan Fournier is going to Orlando. Well, he's staying in Orlando. He plays for the Magic to get smoked by the Bucks too.
Right, but he's got a much better chance of being in the playoff than I mean, if you know, the Wizards situation is probably the worst in the league. Well, there are five teams actually trying to make it in the West, so that's probably harder for the last teams. But let's say it's a big uphill climb for Washington. I don't think there's any question. And if you're coming up on a contract year and you've got a couple of ACLs, is it what's wrong with the NBA?
This is a very unique circumstance.
Yeah.
I don't know if I would use this as an example of saying what's wrong with the NBA. This is, and by the way, it's one guy, and we'll see how many other guys let it be known because that deadline's tomorrow. I wouldn't use anything that happens as far as player decisions during the time of Corona to make a judgment over the NBA's health or what's wrong with it.
Now we know, though, he is doing it because of the money, right?
Yeah.
I mean that's pretty. It's pretty obvious, and it's pretty. He's doing it because he doesn't want to risk his long-term contract for a slight chance to make it you know, make the playoffs and then get smoked by the Bucks.
Or he has some type of, well, maybe he has family. Well, not that anyone would be there with him. He'd be in a bubble. But I don't know what Davis Bertans' health history is either. I mean, the easy assumption to say is it's all about the money. But does he have people at home he's worried about? I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah, you can also was there ever any resolution about the players getting? Because remember, one of the issues was the players wanted insurance, especially the younger players were pushing for insurance, probably for this very reason. So I assume that that never came to pass.
Not as
well. How can you insure a $80 million contract?
Well, you can't. Well, the thought was it would cost $100 million to get $500 million worth of insurance or something like that, some ridiculous number. And I don't know how you would do it. Can you take out separate policies? You could. You can get a policy for anything. You could take out a policy for protection of future earnings. The problem is you'd have to have – it's the same thing with football. You have to work with NBA executives to a board of, you know, 5 to 10 NBA executives who can give you an idea of what a player's worth would be, what a player's value in the open market would be. That's doable. It's certainly doable, but you also have to have tests. You have to, you know, you'd have to have a physical beforehand. They're not going to insure you if they don't know if you have coronavirus or not. So, you know, I don't know. I get why Bertans is doing that. I get it. Serious question. Not even joking around. What do you have a better chance of happening? Beating the Milwaukee Bucks or contracting what I would call a serious case of COVID?
In the bubble?
In the bubble scenario, yeah. Serious meanings, I'll just leave it at hospitalization.
What's the percentage of Americans who have contracted COVID?
Well, you got to do that math now, Del.
No, this is your question.
I'm not going to give you the numbers. I'm a numbers guy.
I've got exactly. All these
You're
the numbers
around
guy.
In my head like a beautiful mind. I know it all. Yeah. I know all the answers.
That's exactly what your mind is. Yeah. Beautiful mind.
It's a beautiful mind. I've got numbers floating around. I would say your odds are better. Based on this particular scenario, actually beating Milwaukee.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Beating the virus or beating Milwaukee?
No. Beating Milwaukee, you've got better odds. From a mathematics standpoint, there's a better chance that you beat Milwaukee than you would contract coronavirus in the bubble and end up hospitalized. As a 20-something-year-old athlete.
No, I think it's better odds that you contract and hospitalize than beating Milwaukee.
I don't.
If
they – NBA employees, players, 1,500 or so walk in clean, that's their goal, then they're – how and they're socially distancing themselves from Disney employees.
Those are a lot of big ifs.
No, that's what – well, that's the protocol. That's what they're saying.
Oh. They got it in place.
That's their protocol. They're going to have – you don't get into the bubble unless you're clean. That's the testing. And then the Disney people socially distancing, no one in the room at the same time, 6 feet of distance. I will take beating the one seed, even if you're the Wizards. But you're talking about the Wizards making the playoffs. They have to make the playoffs too, right? That's included in it?
Any 8 seed.
Any 8 seed.
Yeah, any 8 seed.
I'm going hospitalization.
No, I'm taking – because really? We've seen an 8 seed beat a one.
Because this is basically shelter in place is what they're doing. They're basically –
I've seen the Wiz and I've seen the Bucks. I'm going hospitalization.
I mean, we saw those – the Warriors have beaten – I think the Warriors did it to the Mavs, and we know the Nuggets did it to the Sonics. I mean, what if Giannis gets hurt? What's is it more likely someone catches COVID in that bubble or Giannis suffers a series-ending injury in game one?
Bite your tongue.
I'm asking, which is more likely – a COVID case that gets you hospitalized?
Oh, so are you saying, okay, so wait a minute. Are you going to say, tell me right here and right now, that you don't think that there's going to be any NBA players testing positive?
No, we're talking about hospitalization and serious injuries.
A serious case.
That's what we're talking about.
We shall see, because there will be test positive, and we'll see what are the percentages of people. I'm telling you, I'm with Bertinelli on this one. It's mutating. It's not as... You know what?
I never even heard of this guy.
I don't know who he is.
Bertinelli.
Is it Valerie's dad?
I read all the time on this insidious
I made up that name. I don't know what his name is.
Oh, you did?
Of course he made
But I read,
name.
No, but I read the story.
From Front Office Sports?
No, not from Front Office Sports. This was a legitimate website that I found. in a remote place somewhere on the interweb.
What?
That's what I said.
All
That's
right.
it.
Fox you News, New York Post, and something called AS, maybe, I don't know, maybe American Science? Let me see. What does AS stand for? New coronavirus losing potency, top Italian doctor says. That's from May 31st.
Bing, 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 bing.
But his
bing,
name's
bing,
not
bing.
Bertinelli, is it?
No, what's his name?
His name is going to be, in case you are wondering, I'll go to readers, a new Italian doctor. Oh, Giovanni Vienna. Yeah, Bertinelli.
He made that up. He can't find the name either.
No, Alberto Zangrillo.
See, told you. Bertinelli.
So even with that new information, that it's mutating and getting weaker.
It doesn't even exist anymore, he said. You want some more of his good information?
I'm taking the Wizards or whoever the 8 seed is beating the Bucks over an NBA player catching it in that bubble and being hospitalized.
Quote, in reality, the virus clinically no longer exists in Italy. The head of San Rafael Hospital in Milan, northern region of Lombardy. The swabs that were performed over the last 10 days showed a viral load in quantitative terms that was absolutely infinitesimal compared to the ones carried out a month or two ago.
Ooh.
Maybe the Italians know what they're doing.
Now, we've had it here how long, and it's super spiking?
Italy had it before us, what, a few months? Because everybody wants to go to Italy, so they had world travel from all over, so they got it before we did, and they quarantined the whole country. And guess what? It's weekend. The Italians weakened it with the garlic.
He didn't say the Italians weakened it.
The Italians weakened it with the garlic.
That's what it says. It says here, a combination of olive oil and garlic is said to be the number one rational observation for the reasons why COVID-19 has been put in
its place. Is there anything in there about, say, gargling Parmesan and that helps?
Hey. Listen,
what are we talking about?
It's all over this apartment. Who's the only Italian that don't have it? Me.
Frankie
makes
a point. Frankie
makes
a point. Frankie's Italian.
Frankie's no. Well,
John, drop
blood,
the pure
blood
on her.
Her blood ain't
He's
pure.
Not. You, neither is yours. If we're playing this game, neither is yours.
He doesn't count the Greek side.
She's only got a quarter. It's not strong enough. Okay?
What is he talking about?
It does say here, half Italians expected, full Italians able to completely devastate and dominate the coronavirus.
Thank you.
Half Italians and three-quarter Italians, less likely but still effective. Quarter Italians, not
still
effective.
Still superhuman.
Other races.
I'm not playing this eugenics game with you. I'm just going to say your CBD oil is the reason why you don't have
it.
It
is. Maybe, you know what? You may be onto something here. It could be my CBD oil.
If he can name one athlete who has been hospitalized worldwide.
All I can tell you is I'm not hospitalized. You know why? It's possibly because of CBD. I don't know. I'm taking it now. I feel great. And here's the deal. I play a lot of poker and I play a lot of golf. And there are anxiety issues when you're bluffing or when you got a two-foot putt that you got to make when there's some money on the line, a little bit, and there's some anxiety issues. Guess what? I honestly am more calm, more relaxed, have a positive, healthier mood. I'm sleeping great. I usually, there's hip and back issues. I have not had those. It says to help your immune system. I don't know. All I know is I don't have the Roni. I know that. Everyday stress. Listen. There is so much going on out there. It's worth a try. I had never tried CBD oil before this. I've been taking it for close to a month now, and I do. I feel great. And see if you do too. Visit shopcbdtx.com. This is a different CBD American Shaman is different than the other CBD shops. It's water soluble. So when you put in the dropper into the water, it blends in with the whole water as opposed to the other ones where it's oil and water and it doesn't blend in. CBD oil from American Shaman does. So it's more effective for you. Visit shopcbdtx.com. And listen, you veterans out there, if you have fireworks, it's stressful, 4th of July is coming up, your dogs, your cats, whatever it is, they can be more relaxed as well. Visit shopcbdtx.com, shopcbdtx.com.
ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Del, you better watch yourself, okay? Especially with white women.
Looking at video. Whoa, what are we talking about here?
Signed 1946. Signed 1950s Mississippi.
How about 1970s?
No. There's a. I'm looking at 90s. A girl.
That's a weird beginning of the segment. Dale, you better watch yourself with white women. What? Like, whoa.
No, there's. I'll read.
Your Honor.
That's what my grandma was telling my uncles back in the 70s.
Honor, I move to strike this from the record.
No. Did you see the video that Dustin sent us?
Yeah. I don't know what's happening there because I didn't turn the volume up, but it doesn't look good.
Well, he ghosted her. So she's got a bat. She jumps on his car. He's got a nice, I don't know what it is, but it looks like, I don't know, a Mustang. Or I don't know what the hell it is. But it's a nice car. It's two-tone, black and yellow. It looks like a bumblebee. Anyway, she gets on with a baseball bat and then just takes out his windshield.
Yeah, but this is a white man who's dealing with this.
I know, but he's with a bunch of buddies, and he said, man, I told you about messing with these white women. And you know what? That is a white woman move, right?
And jumping on the
hood and baseball, taking a baseball bat to his windshield.
Unless she's wearing a bikini. I don't
know if it's a white woman move. Haven't you heard the song by they put the key into his ride and take a bat and they smash
you
up
the
interior? You mean
the Dixie Chicks?
Actually, no, it wasn't Dixie Chicks.
Yes, it was. That was Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
That's
does
a white woman.
Because I'm hand, and I busted his car. I'm like, this is all criminal activity that she's putting out there and self-snitching.
Who sung
Somebody needs to be, the police need to be called on this.
What was the race of the woman who sung it?
White woman.
So is That's John wrong?
Oh, my God. Look at her.
I see in a bikini.
Oh, my gosh.
Where is she coming from?
That's what I want to know. They're in the middle of like a Toys R Us neighborhood. Do you think this is a, I get the feeling this might be staged.
It looks like Timothy Mozgov's the guy in question. That's who it looks like. It's not him, but it looks like him.
It's in a strip mall, and she just takes a bat, and she's nuts.
I don't know. This feels like why? How do you go out in public just dress like this at a strip mall?
Why would you
ask questions?
But why is she just in her underwear practically with a bat barefoot? What is she? What is this?
It's a bikini of some sort.
Yeah, but she's barefoot. Where's she coming from?
It's a weird clout chase. Like, I'm not sure what. I wouldn't want to go viral with losing a windshield necessarily. I will say that's a little strange. And I'm not listening to any of it. I'm only watching. But you're in some kind of.
And all the guys are wearing the same shirt. At least two of them are. They're wearing the same shirt.
I know. This feels. I don't know, man. This feels a little bit staged. I just don't know what the purpose would be, but sometimes you got to go viral.
Stage someone knocking out your windshield.
I don't know. Four guys wearing the same shirt, so they're probably some brand.
Is the shirt a company that you could Google?
It's called, I can't really spell it. It doesn't have, the video's not HD, but they're. I got some questions.
Yeah.
Four guys wearing the same shirt in a video just happened to be filmed. Where a girl goes crazy.
Traction. Like the shirt, what they have on, it says traction. So I'm going to look at this. Traction Music Production Technology, if that's what it is. I don't know.
I mean, it could be genuine, but I think Lance and I are in the right mind to have some questions about this.
Man, I think you got to ask questions. Ask the tough questions. Because the outfit she's wearing is... It's not a normal outfit that you would see. John, I think you have to go deeper sometimes and ask more questions.
No.
You claim to be woke, but you're sitting here taking everything. You got first, what is it called? Front office sports tricking you about golf.
No.
And at the end, the guy's on his, he's on one knee with his hands over his head and his buddies are all have cameras out. Man, please.
You think and cut. Breaking up that windshield on that car. No way. No way.
Guarantee you Brandon's going to make us do this one day for Sports Map.
Break down a white woman.
And by the way,
have us have some kind of issue where one of us gets our car smashed and he's like, you know how many hits this is going to get?
And how much does a windshield cost?
Windshield's going to be expensive on that thing.
I don't know. I had a windshield replaced.
I just replaced a windshield.
How much is it?
It was it depends. I mean, you can go get the real windshield, or you can get one that's not so much real. So the real one is going to be could be up to a couple thousand, or you can get one that's not the same name quality, about $600.
I got one for less than that. Now maybe it's just because of the cars we're driving.
Well, yeah,
at the time.
My wife's car is.
They're all in traction
shirts.
It's got to be fake, John. The white guy has the one who's the brunt of the attack by the woman has red traction. The rest of them have black shirt with white traction across it. This can't be real. I don't know why you would do this. I mean,
by the way, traction is the one for them. It's based in Houston, and they're car guys. Like they set up like apparently car shows in like parking lots. So I got a feeling this is all fake.
They could replace that.
Yeah, they're clout chase. This is a clout chase.
Just because that was like a shut down Toys R Us parking lot. I don't know where this is.
Yeah, and they put the video up on their Instagram page. It's fake. If this happened to you and you're really pissed,
hey, that's why the trolls and the bots don't get me on. I always go look like, huh? Let me go deeper on this.
Well, there's another one out.
I have watched the video now three times.
A lot of them are actors now. You're probably right. But why would you, if you're that girl, is that really what you wanted to wear in this video that everyone will see?
Now, that's, Your Honor, we ask that you strike that from the record as well, Your Honor.
I don't know. If I'm her, of course she might think, hey, I look good. Nah, not so much. 945 ESPN 97.5. 7-3-7-8-0-3-7.
That's how you drive around the city of Houston in that.
Yeah, and you know they tag multiple influencer type of
See,
Instagram
Dell
pages.
Dell's too much of a.
I'm an internet.
He's too
detective.
Much of an internet sleuth to get fooled
like,
by this.
They tag the Shade Room, which is very popular on Instagram. No, this is all. That's all phony. Get out of here, Traction.
Nothing's real to you two anymore. You're
that's
so
not,
jaded.
It's not real.
You're so. Jaded,
if you're so crushed by what's happening to your car and what you did to your girl and what she responded with, you're not putting it up on your company's.
That down sooner than that.
And you're not putting it up on your Instagram, your company's Instagram page.
You got to let her break it up, and you just got to stand there and take.
Hey, listen, Kevin. I know that you just went through something really super that we should have been calling police instead of all of us had our cameras out. But we're gonna go ahead and post this to the company website, okay? Instagram. Yeah, I think we need to do that. Should we press charges? No.
Let's tag the Shade Room and other places to see if we can get traction for our Instagram when we have less than 800 followers currently. Man, John, you bring more fake news to the show.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
This is ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
What up? No, that's Joel's line, isn't it? What up, H-Town? Yeah, I didn't know.
Hey! That's how he closes it out, too.
He closes it out with hey?
Like, that's how he goes, what up, H-Town? Hey! And then he gets into what he wants to talk about.
Oh, I don't know that.
And Charlie just sits there.
950 ESPN 97.5. Looks like baseball's going to be back. We'll see. I just don't think there's a good chance that, for those of you that didn't hear. And no, Steve says, I missed the segment where Granato was bragging about Renu Couture retweeting his article. I didn't do that, okay? Just did it in our Glory Boys text. None of those three have ever had anything retweeted by Renu Couture, but okay, that's just me. So that happened yesterday. It's just another special day in my life. That's all. So, but we do have Major League Baseball that looks to be coming back, but the players have to agree to the protocols, the safety protocols. And I can see there is a world that we live in which the players are going to refuse the safety protocols and say, sorry, we're not doing it, and then sue Major League Baseball for $1 billion, saying they did not negotiate fairly and not playing one inning and making $1 billion for all the players. That's what I see happening for Major League players.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to go down. This is all, we're still in posturing phase, and watching people act like the season was going to be played yesterday without really fully understanding the giant hurdle that's still to come was kind of strange, to be honest with you. The players have to be okay with the safety protocol. If they're not okay with any of the negotiations, why are they all of a sudden going to be okay with the one hurdle that they can use to eliminate the season? I just don't see it happening.
Yeah, I don't either. I just don't.
Or it starts and it's shut down very quickly.
No, I don't. If it starts, well, here's the deal is they're not operating in a bubble like the other sports. So we'll see. And football's going to have the same problem, that none of it can be in a bubble like basketball and hockey can. I don't care what safety measures they take, they're going to have issues. But golf, they test like every day at golf, and they still had a positive test in Nick Watney. So, and golf is separate. People are separated from each other and not sweating all over each other. And like Dr. Fauci says, not audibling on each other. So, no. We're going to face huge hurdles. Now, the Korean baseball is going just fine, isn't it? KBO?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any problems.
The issue is, you can point to it and say, well, that's a country who's got the corona under control. We are not that country. And it's weird that you go to ESPN, they have an article on the side, top headline sources, MLB plans 60 games, awaits two answers, which are the questions we've been discussing. But those big stories in the middle, 60 storylines for the return of baseball, and then another one. Baseball is back. Everything you need to know. Baseball's not back yet.
No.
It's not.
That was the one that got me like, baseball's back. Looks like season's getting ready to ramp up. Like, what are y'all talking about? Have you not paid any attention to this non-season discussions they've had? I say 70 games. 114, sir. I say 60, 50, 70, 60, 70, 84. 50, 65. They're just randomly shuffling. This is what was called during the New Deal boondoggling, where you would take a wheelbarrow, fill it with bricks, and because you're staying busy, so you move it over the other side of the room, and then it's your turn. Let me get some work done here. I'll unload these bricks and load them back up, and I'll wheel them back to your side. You're not doing anything. It's just you guys yelling out random numbers. I would rather watch one of those crazy, like, what's the show called where they try to bid on what's going to be in one of those storage wars. It's just like something out of Storage Wars, like there, but only instead of dollars, it's games. 55, 80, 75, 75, 75, 14, 65, 75, 80, 85, 50, 55, 60, 70, 60. Do I have 70? No, 70. And 60's the winner. Goes to Major League Baseball, 60. And now we'll see if they even can pay. If they can even pay out. It wouldn't be the first time that somebody won an auction and they couldn't pay for it.
Right.
Like,
right.
Oh, my wife was bidding. I was too drunk. I didn't know. I didn't have my money here. Give it to the second place guy.
John, did you see, we were talking about sports trying to circumvent COVID and see how they could do things. You mentioned tennis being one of the sports that was lauded as a sport that could do it because of social distancing, and then Djokovic got it. You know why he got it? It's because he said he wasn't going to participate in the U.S. Open because of all the rules they were putting in place. And then he held his own tournament in Serbia and Croatia with no distancing. And that's why he got it. Because he was like, yeah, whatever. Rule schmools. I'm going to hold a tournament. And that's why he caught it. Because he It can't affect me. Oh, yes, it can.
See, dumbass.
Yeah. So even the top-ranked tennis player in the world with a lot to lose, if he suffered from a horrible case of it, was like, I ain't buying this. We're going to have our own tournament here. We're all going to be fine. And him and three other tennis players
Are you sure it's a horrible case?
Well, I'm not saying he's got – I'm saying if he got a horrible case, what he could do to his career.
Oh, yeah.
He took the chance of doing it because he didn't – he apparently social distancing is something he wasn't going to be a part of, and he and three other guys got it.
Yeah. Well, people – people take chances all the time.
Yeah, but there was somebody – and it was a sage woman once said, there's no such thing as too much safety.
Who said that?
Or safety – is critical.
Knowledge is power, is what she said.
No. I think what Frankie said. I can't remember what
Frankie
she said.
Say?
There's no such thing as being too safe.
You can't be too careful.
You can't be too careful.
Yeah. Well, apparently Djokovic did think
Tell Djokovic why he's out there partying. Wrong with him.
How come people...
Frankie
more
said that. You're going to have to capture that, though.
Knowledge is power.
Do you really want me playing that all the time?
No.
But, I mean...
Hey, you know how words from Frankie.
Because you know how much run we'll get out of that. Do you really want to hear your daughter that often on the show?
Yeah. No.
When Snacks threatened to arrest and shoot Johnny Manziel, we captured and played that all the time.
He threatened to shoot Manziel?
Yeah, when he was three. What if Johnny Manziel tried to come to your birthday party? Then I hope the police officers arrest him and shoot him.
Snacks can get that line off now.
No. No, probably shouldn't get that line off.
No.
He was a little bit of a wild card when he was 3 through 8. He's calmed down, except that he's a wrestling fanatic now. He's become
a pro wrestling historian.
Yeah, we already know
that. If anybody's showing any cleavage, Monty's going to want them hung.
She'll shut that down. How about the fact that she's doing a bake sale again? She got the bake sale bump where her and the kids from across the street, my kids and their kids, they had stuff out there, you know, they baked some of it, and then Alec and Taylor from across the street were just buying stuff at Trader Joe's and just going to flip it for more money. That's what they did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got the bump where they're the cute kids in the neighborhood, the girls, and they buy our bake sale, bake sale. And people would pull up and just give them money. One guy gave a 20 and said, no, that's a donation for your bake sale. Have fun or whatever. That's fine when you do it one time. They're looking at it like, man, we can make so much. We need to run this thing out here every day. I said, listen, you're not going to get the same response.
It loses a little luster.
You need to come with that once a month, once a week at the most. But I said, you're not going to like it in week number two. But here's the thing. I said, Marty, how much are you pricing your cupcakes for? I think we're going to go for $5. Okay, a $5 cupcake is what you're doing.
Question for you two. Did you ever have a lemonade stand?
Yeah, I did something. I've mowed yards in the neighborhood. I can't remember if I did the full-on lemonade stand. I probably did.
I never did a lemonade stand. I did a sausage and pepper stand.
You didn't do a sausage and pepper stand?
Sausage and peppers, yep.
Like Big Al?
Yep.
Come get your sausage and peppers here. Oh, I got something here I think you're going to like. You got lemonade Johnny. Nah. Lemonade.
No, we didn't do a lemonade stand. We ain't doing that. We created Odd Jobs Incorporated. That's what we did.
That's true.
Yep. We went right for the big money. We went, forget that. Dell, did you ever do a lemonade stand?
No. I mean, I sold like the stuff they make you do fundraising
stuff. Out of a trunk
of
a car? What did you sell out of a trunk of a car?
I didn't say
you sold
that.
Your car?
No.
Dracar Noir?
No. I did those things for fundraisers for
teams
and stuff like that.
Candy bars with almonds and all that
stuff. Yeah, but I didn't go out and go, hey everybody, you want some lemonade? No.
You didn't try to hustle? You didn't get your hustle up?
No.
At all?
Not in my neighborhood. That wasn't
going
to
work. Your dad was so disappointed. He's like, can you hustle, Del?
No, he wasn't.
But he said it exactly in that voice.
No.
Did y'all ever steal a car and then sell all the parts to the chop shop?
That's an oddly specific ask.
Woo.
No.
That's a strange children's thing.
Huh.
Sale, lemonade stand, selling chocolate bars with almonds, ripping a car off and taking it directly to the shop.
John, at what age would I have been doing that? Do you have an age in mind for when that could have occurred?
14, 15, in there.
And how many of my crew would have gotten that job done?
No, I don't know anybody that did that.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. You're getting way too specific.
I just asked how many of my crew. How many would have taken my crew to get it done?
It would take a couple guys.
Oh, just a couple?
Yeah.
But I need to know a couple guys, too, to make sure the deal
goes
through.
You got to know a guy. If you don't know a guy, how are you going
to
do it?
You know how upset that person had to be in this hypothetical situation where I'm stealing a car and chopping it up to come out and go, what the hell happened to my car? A bunch of 15-year-old kids stole it and chopped it up.
Those are the odds Tuesday. The Granada sausage and pepper stand was a front for other activities.
No. Were you washing money?
I was not washing money at 8 years old. I was not.
John,
actually, I never did.
Hey, you get the neighborhood kids. You guys open up with lemonade and peppers and sausage, whatever. You're about to do really, really well.
But Dad, how many sausage and peppers can I sell? Sandwiches can I sell?
Now,
how
John's
much lemonade
dad would have
can
been
I sell?
Like, with De Niro and Bronx Tale, like, you're not to hang out with those people.
But Dad, I'm just making lots of money. There's lots of orders from sausage
They're
and
nice,
peppers.
They're nice, Dad. They're nice.
They're not eating your sausage and peppers. That's not what's happening here, John. You don't know. You're not old enough. But the lemonade's moving like crazy.
10:02, ESPN 97.5. Lance beating it?
I'll stay for one more, even though my voice is a little ragged. But it's better today.
You're fine.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!